And we are especially live this hour because we are going to be talking Shikori Hills. The Fall Festival is happening this weekend, beginning tomorrow and running through Sunday. 4 days, four stages. A ton of amazing bands are going to be playing there. ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org for the full schedule and a lot more information. Among the many performers that are going to be at Shikori this weekend is one that fans of local music are very familiar with, Skylar Gudas. And she is joining us today for Live and Local to play some songs live and talk Shikori. Skylar, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Good evening, Chapel Hill.
What are we going to hear first?
First, we're going to hear a song called Lean Closer to Me Now. It's a newer song that I'm excited to play for you.
Go for it.
Coming up the stairs, quiet stranger. Try your hand at my house of cards. So pleased to make your acquaintance. Ain't selling nothing, just the moon and the stars. If I draw the curtains, would you take a bow and lean a little closer to me now? Lean closer to me. Give me your palm to read. Lend me the light from your matchbook. You ding as our crystals are green. I'm a seer, can I have a look in a town of talkers? You took a silent vow, but you can lean a little closer to me now. Lean closer to me. Save me so. closer to me now. Lean closer to me now. Yeah, come on in, lean closer to me now. Oh, come on in, lean. The future's bright, but the future is me. Cause right now it's right here, and you're the sweetest thing I ever did see. So lean closer to me now.
Awesome. That is Skylar Gurdas. We're going to hear a lot more from her. We'll also be joined in the studio by Grant Golden from the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival, which again starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday in Chatham County. Skylar will be on the Meadow Stage Saturday afternoon. Much more about Shikori as Live and Local continues after this at 6:13. Back in 2 minutes. And we're back. 6:15 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you live this hour. We are live and local with local music, joined in the studio by Skylar Gurdas, who is an amazing local musician here in our community. And she'll be playing at Shikori Hills this weekend, Saturday to be precise, at 2:30 on the Meadow Stage. We've also got Grant Golden here in the studio from Shikori Hills. We'll hear from him in just a minute. Again, ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org for more on the festival, including the full lineup of many, many great bands that are going to be performing at the festival this weekend. Skylar, thanks again for being with us. That first song kind of blew me away. So
that's
thank you
kind.
For that.
Thank you.
And that's a new one, right? I hadn't heard
it
that
is.
One before.
It's a new one. Yeah, I have a new record coming out in February.
Yes.
And that song is actually not on that record. We recorded it. And I love to play it live because it's in a tuning that I love. And there will be a recording of it out, I'm sure, probably next year, but not related to the record. But thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening.
So what have you been doing? Oleander was your first album that came out a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Everyone's excited about the new album.
Oh.
So I know it's going to be huge when it hits.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited about it, too. We recorded it a little bit up in Wisconsin at a studio called April Bass, and then I did some overdubs back here in North Carolina at the Fidelitorium, at Arborage Studios, at Goth Construction Studios, which is a newer studio out in the woods.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful, and I'm gonna have a really awesome cast of characters with me on Saturday. Chessa Rich, who's also playing the festival later on. On Saturday, Casey Toll will be playing bass. Pete Lewis will be on the drums. And Kate Rudy is going to join us for a few numbers. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
How do you pick studios? Like, what led you to say, let's record in Wisconsin?
I consult the tarot cards. I had played a few shows up there.
Okay.
And I had some friends connected to that studio. And I got to visit it when I was on tour, and it was really beautiful. And there was what I considered to be a blizzard when we were up there, but since I'm from the South, but like everybody in Wisconsin was like, no, this is just like normal snowstorm. It's not actually a blizzard.
It's only 6 inches. We had
a
foot yesterday.
Just drive.
Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah.
Speaking with Skylar Gurdas again, she's going to be playing at the Meadow Stage at the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival this Saturday, October 5th at 2:30. The festival begins tomorrow, October 3rd, and runs all the way through Sunday, October 6th. ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org is the website for the full list of upcoming events. Grant Golden is here in the studio from Shikori Hills. Thanks for being with us as well. I know it's the last day of preparation before the festival starts, so it's got to be exciting.
It is, yeah. No, I'm excited to be here, though. We had a blast coming back out here in the spring, and so I always enjoy getting to catch some music in like the nice golden hour. We kind of like shine in here through the window. It's wonderful.
Awesome.
But yeah, we're very excited about Shikori coming up. Obviously, starts tomorrow. It's going to be a little warm.
Gets a little
down
bit,
to a nice brisk.
Usually it rains. This year, no rain, but a lot of heat on the first
day. Yeah, and so little rain that we actually have a fire ban at this festival for the first time in a while. So while there will be no campsite fires, we do always have this really fun communal drum circle that's around a fire pit, which is cool because that's a really great way to get to meet fellow not only festival attendees, but also a lot of the times you get performers out there with hand drums, guitars. It just becomes this big fun sing-along jam kind of thing that I think really kind of like encapsulates the general vibe of Shikori Hills, which is all about family and community and good music.
And then this might actually be a blessing in disguise, because like people won't be able to have fires at their campsites, which will lead more people to the drum circle, right?
Exactly.
Ideally, yeah.
It's easy to get sucked into your campsite. You got your friends there. Mm-hmm. You might have some drinks there, some food. But there's so much good music happening constantly at Shikori. I mean, tomorrow our opening ceremony kicks off at about 4:30, 5 o'clock. But typically on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedules, you know, music is starting at noon and it's ending at midnight or 1 o'clock.
Yeah. So for people who don't know, what's the history of the Shikori Hills Festival?
Yeah. So Shikori Hills, it technically has started with the grassroots organization. So the founding of it is up in New York, but we've been doing Shikori Hills here in North Carolina for about 20 years now. The fall is what started it. We happen twice a year, and it's just wonderful. It's about the time that you're like, man, I'm really missing Shikori. You got another one rolling around.
Yeah.
So it's founded on a lot of diversity and community grassroots groups. We've always got a little bit of world music, a little bit of funk, a little bit of soul, representing as much of not only the North Carolina demographic scene, but also as much as we can from the world. So lots of tons of like fun international music as well.
Yeah, and that's just the music. What else is going on?
Well, so we've got a lot of really family-friendly activities as well. There's a kids' corner that I know one of the big things folks are excited for is pumpkin carving. To lend a little bit more to the Shikori community, there's always been a family that camps out at Shikori, and they line the trails of the woods with pumpkins that they've carved themselves.
Oh, wow.
They decided to hang it up last year, but passed it on to the community.
Okay.
So everyone's kind of doing a bring-your-own-pumpkin. If you get out early, carve it with everyone, bring it to a campsite called Rivendale right at the beginning of a trail, and they'll hang it in the woods for you with little tea lights. Because of the fire ban, we're being safe.
Okay,
we're making sure that everything's
right.
good. But the kids get to do it during the daytime. We've also got kind of like young adult workshops at the Outpost where you can get some lessons in like poetry and hip hop and just a lot of really fun, engaging activities that can not only teach you about music, but teach you a little bit about art and your culture around you. Beekeeping, gardening, general
That's
sustainability.
Awesome.
Like what isn't there at Shikori is really like a great question to ask.
So, and like, you're giving us a sense of what the vibe is like, and I know to get the full experience, go and camp there for the whole weekend, and you really get just immersed in it, but I've been there just for a couple of hours in the afternoon, and you get the vibe that way as well. So, regardless of how long you spend, you really get that feel.
Exactly, yeah, and Saturday, I think, is a really good example of that, because if you're really excited, like I'm sure we all are, for the Skylar set, just 15 minutes before her set starts, we have our regular festival parade, which occurs with the Bulltown Strutters leading it, where basically it's like almost like a New Orleans style parade line that starts right around our cabaret tent and then guides you throughout all of the main area of the festival. They'll then be ending at the dance tent for a little bit of a set as well. It's just really fun way to engage with everyone around you. I know they're doing a puppet making workshop for the kids as well, so that they can bring those throughout the parade.
Nice.
Doesn't matter if they're for a day, a couple hours, a couple days. You're going to really get to soak in that culture of Shikori.
I want to get back to Skylar, but I'm going to forget to ask if I don't do it now. Is there a spring equivalent of the pumpkins in the trees?
Not really.
There should be, right?
Yeah, like watermelons?
I don't know.
There's got to be some
sort of spring
gourd
thing.
Or melon that can really coincide with that. I'll have to put my brain to it.
ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org is the website. Again, the Fall Festival begins tomorrow, October 3rd. It runs through Sunday, October 6th. Head to that website, ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org, for the full schedule. You can get ticket information there and a whole lot more. Skylar Goodhouse is going to be playing at the Meadow Stage 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. And Skylar, I'm going to turn it back to you now. What are we going to hear next?
I'm
going to
play another new song for you called Actress. And this song is a song for anybody that's at work that doesn't want to be at work.
Awesome. So this is for everyone. Take it away.
have shifted your diner dress. You're going drinking again. French kiss for a cigarette. Tip out the bartender. What you waiting on? Let's get out of here. Waitress, you're an actress. I believe you, dear. It's gonna be a year. Dark room next to the peaches. Take fountain bonchance, cherie. Did you make your second call back? Actress, you're a waitress. What you waiting on? Let's get out of here. You're an actress. I believe you, dear. It's gonna be your year. This is your year.
Awesome. You are listening to Skylar Goodhouse. She's going to be playing at Chicory Hills on Saturday, October 5th. The festival runs from Thursday to Sunday this weekend. ChicoryHillsGrassroots.org for more information on the festival. We'll have more from Grant Golden of Chicory Hills. We'll have more from Skylar Goodhouse as well when Live and Local returns after this at 6:27. 6:29 is your time. We're going to get back to sports at 7 o'clock. Dave Nathan taking over with another round of primetime in the ACC, so hang out with us for that. We're live and local this hour, especially live because we are joined in the studio by Skylar Goodhouse. Her first album, Oleander, came out 2016, made a big splash. Her second album will be out before you know it, and she's going to be playing live at the Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance, which runs from tomorrow through Sunday. She'll be on the Meadow Stage Saturday afternoon at 2:30. And Skylar, wanted to get back to something that you said earlier that stuck with me, which is the first song that you played, Lean Closer to Me Now, is one of your favorite songs to play because of the tuning, which I've never heard anyone say, but I know the little bit of guitar I play, yes, that's 100% correct.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between your favorite songs to play and the songs that your audience finds as their favorites, do you find?
Well, it's always changing. I feel like anytime I have a new song, I'm like, oh, I want to play this all
one,
the time.
Right?
This
yeah.
is new. But I mean, when you're playing live for an audience, what they're excited to hear is exciting for you because it's like a energy exchange or
yeah,
something.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, I think it changes.
What are your favorite shows to play? Or what have been your favorite, like, road stories?
Oh, how long do you have? I've been very fortunate to do a lot of wonderful touring all over the world, and some of my favorite tours have been with Big Stars Third. We got to go to Australia. That was really lovely. And I've played this beautiful festival in Spain, Festival Sin Sal, which is like on this beautiful island in the middle of Vigo Bay in Galicia. That was like far and away one of the most beautiful places. But honestly, anytime I'm on tour with people that I love, it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah. And you're going to be playing 3 shows, right, locally in the next couple of weeks. Is there Shikori this weekend and then 2 more in October, right?
I am. I'm playing a little bit more in October. And Shikori is going to be very special because that's one of the only shows I'm playing this month with a full band and with some special guests. But, yeah, I'll be playing later on. I'll be playing at Festival next week. And also, I have a whole bunch of lists, but they're all on my website, and you should check me out there.
Is Manifest one of them?
Manifest is definitely one of them.
So that's going to be, what is that, Local, The Cave, and there's a third.
It is. I'm
going to
be at the 506
well.
On Friday. Right. There's so many amazing bands, the 18th and 19th, the 506, The Cave. It's going to be a wonderful party, great time. So you should come to that.
And for people who want to know more about you, where can they go?
They can find me on Instagram. I'm active over there all the time. And then Twitter. My website has all my tour dates, and we'll have any upcoming information about my releases.
Awesome. SkylarGudas.com, right?
Yes, that's it.
GUDASZ, right?
You got it.
All right. Head there and get more information. We've also got Grant Golden here from the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance. Fall Festival begins on Thursday and runs through Sunday. Anything else that people need to know about the festival, if they're planning on going or thinking about going?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the important parts of the festival to me is all the fun workshops mm-hmm. that we have. So I know it's easy to just take a look at the performance schedule, be like, oh man, there's a ton of really great bands. You got some dance workshops. We also have these really cool engaging things called our Front Porch Music Workshops. One of the ones I'm particularly excited for, we have Crystal Bright, who's another awesome local musician. She's leading a singing saw workshop, so she's going to teach you how to
nice.
Play the saw.
I want to do that.
Nice.
Right? Sounds
it's
amazing.
It's super cool.
Crystal Bright is awesome.
She's
too.
Amazing. Like,
yeah, and she's also obviously going to be performing at the festival as well. Her set at the Dance Tent Friday night is going to be really, really fun. But yeah, like, check out the workshops, you know, kind of get out of what maybe a little bit more your comfort zone and just bouncing back and forth between stages. We have nature walks out at Shikori. As I mentioned, there's kind of like beekeeping sessions to kind of teach you a little bit about stuff like that. And then also just one of the things that I fell in love with about Shikori is, like I said, with the comfort zone stuff, is we've got a lot of really different and diverse acts. And maybe check out something that you haven't heard before. You know, like Saturday we've got Kaique Vidal and Batuque, which is a Brazilian Afro band. Like, and they're going to be playing on the main stage shortly after Skylar.
They're incredible.
So good. So like, check out some world music if you haven't heard it before. Like, just, I think, really deep dive mm-hmm. into the schedule because there's so much to see. Our programs have full bio write-ups on the band so that you can get a little bit of detail around what they're going to sound like. And most importantly, meet some new friends.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many great people out at Shikori Hills. Just come here with an open mind and open expectations, and I think you'll be thoroughly surprised with what you get.
It starts on Thursday. It runs through Sunday. ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org is the website. Go there. Full schedule of events, performers, workshops, and a whole lot more, and get tickets there as well. Skylar, let's hear one more song before we go. What are we going to hear last?
Awesome. This is from Oleander. It's a song called I'll Be Your Man.
Go for it.
What's a girl to do? ask me if I believe in God, I believe in Gibson guitars. Don't ask me if I believe in goodbyes, I believe in a fast car. And if you're feeling sad, sugar, go down to the sea and dream the dream that you dream of me. What's a girl gonna do?
Skylar Gudas. Again, she's going to be on the Meadow stage at Shikori Hills this Saturday, October 5th at 2:30. The festival begins tomorrow and runs through Sunday. Get more on the festival at ShikoriHillsGrassroots.com. Get more on Skylar at SkylarGudas.com. She's also going to be at Festifall next Saturday, October 12th, beginning at noon in downtown Chapel Hill. Skylar Gudas, Grant Golden, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.